Okay. Please bring up the database that we've been working on, the student database. And we are going to work some more on that. So bring up the student database. Again, if you don't have the student database with you, if you go to my website and you look at query examples from 11 o'clock, query examples from 12:30, either one of those can be downloaded and you will have the basic database. So you can download either one of those and use them, or preferably use the one that you created in class. Okay, so if you go to week 3, query examples from 11 o'clock class, from 12:30, I've used the same example before, so basically you can get it if you want it. Okay, if you need help, Joe is in the back corner over there. Just call him over and he can help you find it. Okay, so we're going to start looking at SQL, or SQL, which is structured query language. And essentially, the user interface is made for non-developers, people that are just want to have a little bit of access. Developers will use SQL. And in fact, when you type in something in the user interface, it will take it and convert it to SQL, and we'll look at how it does that in a few minutes. So SQL is something that is worth knowing if you look at the things and the skills that people want you to have. SQL is one of the ones that's listed a lot as a skill that everybody should have because it lets you have access to a database. Okay, so I have got my database set up, and now I'm going to start to do some basic SQL. I did a little bit of this last week on Thursday as well, but I want to start it kind of fresh. So you kind of click on Create, and then you click on Query Design, just like you were making a query. And then you can simply close. And at that point, when you close, instead of adding, SQL View pops up over here. And so you can click on SQL View. Okay, now, if I start typing there, it is going to be very small. So what I'm going to do is type my SQL into Notepad and then copy and paste it over to the query. Okay, so that you can see it better. So I'm going to start out and I'm going to say select. And asterisk means I want to see all fields. If I only want to see certain fields, then I can instead type the names of the fields. Okay, so I'm going to type the names of the fields, and there's Stu, ID number, Stu, name, major, GPA, and then num courses. So I ended up actually typing them all. But now these are the names that I used when I created the table. If I go back and look at the definition of the table, these are the names I'm going to have. If you use different names, then you've got to go look at the definition of the table and use the names that you used, not my names. My names aren't going to work, in other words. So if you looked at the table tells you, if you look in Design View, those are the fields. Don't leave the table open when you're doing a query. It gets upset. Okay, so I've got that. And then if I say from, and you don't have to capitalize the select from where, but I just think it's more readable, so I lots of times do. So I'm saying select student ID, student name, major, GPA, number of courses from Stu. So this is like you were in the user interface. You had Stu open and you dragged all five of those down. So you dragged all five of those down and then you'd see them all. So now I'm going to see everything on the table. So I'm going to copy this and paste it over here with SQL. I clicked on SQL and then I'm pasting it. Okay, maybe I'm not. Let's try that one more time. There we go. So now I've got everything, and if I run this, click on the grid, or it will show me all of the records. So those are all the records that I have. Okay? So I've now seen the records. Yeah.
Farm value window just popped up.
That means you didn't spell one of the names right, probably.
Oh, okay.
So you probably did not get two ID numbers, two name, one of them is wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so now this is showing me all the records. But frequently I don't want to see all the records. I want to see records that meet certain criteria. So I am going to take off the semicolon. And I'm going to add a where clause. So I'm saying where. And then I'm going to say major equals quote CI, close quote, semicolon. Text fields, string fields, character fields are enclosed in quotes. If I was testing a number, it's not enclosed in quotes. So I'm saying select student ID, student name, major, GPA, number of courses from Stu, where major equals CI. So if I'm looking at my old version here, I had two BU majors. They are now going to go away. So I'm going back to SQL view. If you click on that little arrow underneath view, it brings up SQL view. And I'm going to paste this in, and then I am going to run it. Only I didn't click the right thing. Now I'm going to run it. And I now see only the CI majors. Okay, so I'm now seeing only CI majors. Now I can change this again and say, okay, I want to see CI majors and I want a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so I want to see major equals CI and GPA greater than 3.5. So now I've got two conditions that have to be true. So I'm going to highlight that and go back to SQL view and paste that in and run it, and I'm now seeing only CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3.5. All the other CI majors have gone away. Okay. So logically what I have said here is I want CI majors and I want GPA greater than 3.5. And if I get a yes to both of those questions, I want a display. If I don't get a yes, I have nothing to do because I don't want to see the record. That was a
and why.
So if it is a CI major and the GPA is greater than 3.5, I want it to display. Now I can also do an or. So I can say or, and I can have something in here, GPA greater than, I'm going to say 2.5. Okay, so I can say I want a CI or a GPA greater than 2.5. And let's see what I get for that. So I'm going to copy this. I am going to go over and click on SQL view, and I'm going to paste that in and then run. And I got a lot of things. In fact, I think I pretty much got everything. Nope, there's one BU that's missing. Okay. So most of them came up because I said I wanted a CI major, but the one BU there came up because the GPA was greater than 2.5. Okay, so that's what showed up.
What? Just the BU major has a 2.9 and all the CI majors.
Of course. That's right. CI majors do a lot better. Absolutely. Okay, questions? Okay. Well, my boss might disagree, but... Okay, so now I've got CI or GPA greater than 2.5. Now, what about if I want to do this logic? I want to say major is CI, and then I want to say yes, if it's yes, if the GPA is greater than 3.5, then I want to display. If I get a no, then I want to ask, is the number of courses greater than 10? And if it is, I want to display. And if it's not, I have no other questions to ask. So, what I've got there is the major has to be CI, and either of the other two things have to be true. So, the major has to be CI, and if that's true, then either of these has to be true. If it's not true, I'm out of here. Okay? So, the way I'm going to write this is, where major and GPA greater than 3.5 or NOM courses greater than 10. Okay? Is that correct?
You've got a little sign there.
You're right. But that wasn't even the error I was looking for.
Uh-oh.
That's just a bonus. Okay, is the code correct? Here's a rule for you. And it resolved the four O's. That means if there are two ands, or if there's an and, the things around it get resolved first. So, what this does is, the way I've got it now, these two would be resolved. So I would be saying major is CI and GPA is greater than 3.5. Or just number of courses greater than 10. That's not what I wanted. I want CI majors with either a GPA or number of courses greater than 10. Okay? But they have to be a CI. This is not going to get me that. This is wrong. Okay? But I can fix it because parentheses can change. Okay? If I use parentheses, can change the order of operation. Okay. So, if I take this and I put it, let me erase. If I take this and I put parentheses around this, then it meets the flowchart. Because then I'm saying where major equals CI, and the parenthesis can read like an either. And either GPA is greater than 3.5 or number of courses is greater than 10. So when I put the parenthesis in, this flowchart is correct. Because the major has to be CI, and either GPA greater than 3.5 or number of courses greater than 10. Okay? So the parentheses can change the order. Okay? So now I'm going to go in and put the parentheses in and run it. So now I only see CI majors, and the GPA happens to be greater than 3.5 or all of them, so the number of courses didn't even matter. I'm going to change this and make it greater than 3.6. Or greater than... Let's see if this will get me something. Okay, so now I've got CI and GPA greater than 3.6. And there's one that wasn't greater than 3.6, but it has more than 5 courses. And another that wasn't greater than 3.6, it was actually 3.6, and it has 7 courses. So those two got there because of the number of courses. So I said I wanted GPA greater than 3.6, and anything that didn't have greater than 3.6 could have number of courses greater than 5. Okay. So the number of courses greater than 5 got me this one and got me that one. questions? Okay, now let's go with, I want you to, let's go with CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.6 and BU majors with number of courses greater than 5. We'll try. Okay. So write out the select statement that would do this and test it. Okay, this one is going to have a major equals CI and GPA greater than 3.6, or major equals BU and number of courses greater than 5. Does this one need parentheses? Does it? I saw you shake your head no, right. It's not. Because the way it will work is first it will resolve this. Then it will resolve this. And then it will say, okay, either of those. Either of those will work. Okay, and that's the way it will resolve it. So if we look at this and take it over and go to an SQL view and paste it in, okay, it is meeting the criteria. CI, all the CIs have a GPA greater than 3.6, and the BU has a number of courses greater than 5. Okay? So, that worked. Now, if I look at this and I go over to the tool icon up here, which gets me to the user interface. If I go to the tool icon, now I have the user interface. And you can see how it's set it up. CI, GPA greater than 3.6. Or on the OR line, BU greater than 5. So it's set it up the same way you would have set it up if you've been in the user interface. For some bizarre reason, they have decided that when they bring it over from SQL, they redo the fields, only they say don't display them, instead of just putting it underneath the fields over there. They used to just put it under major. Now they make this additional field called major with brackets around it. I have no idea what their thinking was, but that's the way they do it. Thank you. Okay. So that's the way they do it. Okay, so now I'm going to go in and I'm going to actually create a query in the user interface. I want the ink, that's what I want. So I'm going to go into the user interface. So I'm saying create, query design, add, close. And I'm going to bring the fields down. And I'm going to go back to that one where I said CI major. And I don't remember what I said, but I will. Okay. Apparently I hit the wrong key. CI major. And a GPA greater than 3.6, we'll say. Or CI major with number of courses greater than 10. Whoops. Number of courses greater than 10. Okay, so this is the user interface way of saying CI and either GPA greater than 3.6 or NUM courses greater than 10. And this has to be true. So that has to be true. So I'm saying I want a CI major and either GPA, I can't spell. Greater than 3.6 or number of courses greater than 10. Okay, so I did that in my user interface. Now if I go over to SQL and I click on SQL, this is what it gives me. It throws in a whole lot of unnecessary stuff. It fixes it for me. First of all, in front of every one of the fields, I have table name dot field name. Okay? Now, in the real world, if you have two tables that you're using, and they both have the same field, like student ID number on it, then you do have to put the table name in front to tell it which field you're talking about. Because if the field is on two tables, it doesn't know which one you're talking about. But when you only have one table, then it knows which one you're talking about. So the stu dot is an extra added attraction that they throw in. Then they come down in here, and they've got enough parentheses in here to sink a ship. I've got stu.major enclosed in parenthesis, y. And then I have stu.major equals ci enclosed in parenthesis. And then the whole thing is enclosed in parenthesis. So they basically do a real overkill on the parenthesis. Unfortunately, when you're coding, if you go out and hit that tool icon too often, it decides you want to fix things. It wants you to have them fix things, and it will add in the parenthesis. So the homework assignment that I'm asking you to do this week is going to require you writing SQL. You need to pass into me two things: the Access database with the SQL in it, and a list of the SQL as you wrote it and ran it. So that if Microsoft fixes it in the database, I can go to the list and see how you really wrote it. Okay? Because I want you to write it without all the extra parentheses. I want you to write it easily with just, this one could have been written with one set of parentheses. Or actually, no, they didn't need any. Because notice how they did this, and it's fine. Stu major has to be true. So I had said that I would write this by major equals CI. And either, so I put in parentheses, GPA greater than 3.6, or num courses greater than 10. So that's the way I would write it. Major equals CI and either GPA greater than 3.6 or num courses greater than 10. Now, what they did is they said, okay, I'm going to repeat the CI, which is fine. So they wrote major CI and GPA greater than 3.6. Or major equals CI and stu and num courses greater than 10. And that's perfectly acceptable. Professionals tend to use the parentheses, but either way will work, because I'm saying there CI and GPA greater than 3.6, or CI and number of courses greater than 10. And that works, because I said CI has to be true, they repeat it to indicate it has to be true, which is what you do on the user interface. You repeat it one right under the other. So they're doing what you do in the user interface. Okay? So, that's acceptable. The parenthesis is acceptable, but there were no necessary parentheses in this. Since they repeated the CI, there were no necessary parentheses. If they had kept the CI just once and said and either, they would need one set of parentheses. But they get carried away, okay? To the point that I find it unreadable. I start stripping out parentheses to see what they're really saying. because I find it unreadable with all the extra parentheses. Questions? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was wondering, does that still add questions?
Yeah, you can, but you can only add enough that I don't think it makes it hard for me to read. Yes, you can add parentheses. Like some people, when it's this and this, or this and this, some people like to put parentheses around the this and this, around the and stuff. And that's fine. But a limited number, okay? Okay. Try one more, and that is, let's go with BU, well, BU and GPA less than 3.5. Or num courses greater than 10. Okay, so here I have two things or one thing. So you have to kind of decide how you're going to do it. It's easier if you ask the one question first, because then if you get a no to that, you ask the double question. If you ask the double question first, the no to each of those, the no to BU, and the no to GPA, less than 3.5, both have to ask the number of courses question. Because if I get a no to either of them, I'm done, and then I have to ask the number of courses question. So, you have to make a decision which question you're going to ask first, and it doesn't really matter. So try doing that, and then we will look at it. Okay, when you do the logic on this one, it is saying the major BU and GPA less than 3.5, I immediately display. But if it doesn't meet those criteria, I want to display if the number of courses is less than 10. So for both of these, when the major is not BU, then I don't care about the GPA. My only other shot is the number of courses greater than 10. If it's BU but the GPA is wrong, then my only other way to get up is number of courses greater than 10. So I have to ask it twice. If, however, in doing the flowchart, I ask the number of courses question first, and then said if I get a no to that, I'll ask about BU in less than 3.5, then I've got a little less coding I have to do. Because if I ask about the number of courses first, I only have to ask it once. Okay? Questions? Okay. Next thing I want you to do is go to my website and bring up the one that says inventory database. So go to my website and bring up the one that says inventory database. There is a list of those with an explanation here, and apparently I got the wrong address, although I swear I checked it last night and it came up, but either there were flying saucers around or I did something wrong. So I will fix that tonight. So the explanation of that is the some SQL examples goes with inventory database. But we're going to do the explanation in class anyway, so it doesn't much matter. But just in case you click on that, it's not going to take you any place right now.
The inventory database is not going to take us anywhere?
No, that is. The some SQL examples isn't. Okay, there is the inventory database. Notice that item number is short text. Notice there's no embedded spaces in the field names. And I changed the default size to 5. It used to be 255. All short text have a 255. Okay, so I changed that to 5. I changed item name, I think, to 25. I changed department to 2. The number I changed to double. Small decimals are single, big decimals are double. I honestly don't remember where they break off. You can look it up. If you just look up the size. But I decided this might be big, so I made it double. The on hand, the on order, and the reorder point are all integers. So I set those up. And then I put data in these. Okay? And then what we're going to do is look at the SQL. So there's some data that I put in, and there is the table. close the table before you look at queries. It gets upset if you have both a table and a query open. So you want to close the table to look at queries. So, if I come over here to query one and click on design view, it actually comes up with the SQL. Sometimes it decides you really want the user interface, but if you're doing SQL, it usually is fine. So here I said I wanted the item number, the item name, the department, and the price. Where department is TY and price is greater than 25. So that's just a simple and. Okay. Bring these up and look at them, and that's a simple and. Number two is a simple or. This time I'm testing the same field. So I'm saying department has to be TY or department has to be SP. So I'm testing the same field with the or. Okay? Obviously, I couldn't do that with an and because I can't test for department equal to TY and department equal to SP. It could only be an or. And then on number three, I did another or where I said I wanted it where on hand was greater than 50 or on order was greater than 100. So I'm testing two fields on that one. And the fourth is another simple one, where I said, on hand greater than 50, and on order greater than 100. So those are very straightforward. Number five gets a little more complicated. Okay, this is where I'm saying I want it to be TY and either on hand greater than 50 or on order greater than 100. So it has to be TY and either of those. So I'd like you to draw the flowchart for these next few that are coming up. So please pull out a paper and pencil. Or you can always do it in Word. They give you the lovely symbols. But you'll do it a lot faster if you have a paper and pencil. I have paper if you don't. I even have pencils if you don't. You want a paper and pencil?
Just some paper, please.
Hi. Pencil? Oh, you need paper? In the age of digital, people don't think they need paper ever. But some say, I mean, as I said, you can do this in Word, but it's a lot harder to bring the symbols in and draw the lines in Word than it is on paper and pencil. Paper? You could have just turned around. That's where I got it. It was out of the printer.
Oh, paper.
I want you to do a flowchart for this particular query.
Oh, okay.
And it's query number five. You're supposed to do flowcharts first and then do the logic and then do the query. It's supposed to help you do it, but we're doing it a little in reverse. Thank you. And if anybody didn't sign the attendance sheet, you're on their way out. If at first you don't succeed.
Is the possibility that you could have both on hand greater than 50 and?
Sure, but you don't care.
You don't care.
As long as one of them is true, you don't care if you have two.
Okay.
If you cared, it would be a whole more complex piece of code. Yes, question? No, keep it. Your very own.
Very?
Yes.
Great.
Hopefully yours looks like mine. Not even close, huh?
I got it right, but it doesn't look like
me. Oh, maybe the writing is neater.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first question is major equals TY. And if it does, then I can continue. And I will say and, so I can continue to check out the and. If it's not TY, I'm out of here. Okay? If it is TY, then I say, okay, is on hand greater than 50? And if it is, then I'm all set and I display. If it's not greater than 50, I have another chance. Is on auto greater than 100? And if it's yes, display. And if it's no, I'm out of chances, and so I'm done. Okay? So it will display everybody with a TY that meets those criteria. And so if I go over and actually run this, I get two records that meet the criteria. They both have a TY. The first one is on hand 55, so that was on hand greater than 50, that's fine. The next record had on hand 50, so that's not greater than 50. It takes the no, but on auto is greater than 100, so that got it to display. So it displayed because of that. So these, if yours works, these are the two, well, your query does. So forget that. Okay?
Mine says table. InVen is already opened exclusively.
You have to close the table when you have a query going. You can't have a table open if you're doing a query. Okay. Now we're going to look at number 6. And I would like you to do the flowchart for that one. This is the same piece of code, notice, but I left out the parenthesis. So now I want to know what happens with this. either of these to work, as we talked about in the other one a few minutes ago, when you only have one decision, there's less writing if you put it at the top. On order, less than 100, display. If not, check if the other two are true. If I check the two first, then if I get a no to either one of them, I've got to ask about the on order. So if I get a no to either one, I've got to ask about the on order. Okay? Questions? So either one of those would work. Okay, try number 7. And in fact, if we run this one, okay, we get one that's not TY. But it has an on order greater than 100.
I keep going in and out of SQL view and the user.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You want to click on that arrow there and pick SQL view and not pick on the tools. Which one are we talking about? At that point, you've lost it. You can download it again sometime. What it's done is it's fixed it for you.
Okay.
You went back and forth enough to the user interface that it decided you wanted it to fix it.
And how do I make it go back?
You don't.
I can't.
You download it again. You download from my site again.
Okay.
Just kill it and download from my site again.
Should I do that or should I just look up?
Just do the next, which is this number 8.
Oh.
Now just look up. Oh, no, 7. Just look up.
Okay.
Okay, and then download it again. But once you've got it messed up, then you have to know what it was to get it back. You can't say, take away the parenthesis. It doesn't work.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I've got these two here. Where do I put the question about department equals SP? Where do I put the question about department equals SP? Oh, some brave soul, yeah.
Would you put it in the no of the department QI and the
yes.
no of price plus the 100?
No. Yes, no. First one, right, yes. And this was a tricky one, basically. So you're going to put it over here, and if there's a no, I'm done. But the no to price less than 100, can the department be SP? When I'm in this spot right here, where the price is less than 100, can the department be SP? What about the question up there? I got a yes to that, which said it was a TY. So if it was a TY, can it now be an SP?
No.
So I don't have to ask that question. Is it wrong to ask it? No, because it's not going to get you any bad results, because when you ask that question, it's going to say no to it. But it's extra code that you didn't need in there. Okay? If this had been about on hand and on order, then you'd have to put it both places because you would need to check on hand and on order. So it would need to be in both places. But in this case, if it's TY, the only choice I have is that the price is less than 100. So it goes out. As I said, that's a tricky one, because it wouldn't be wrong to put the department in there, because it would just give you a no to it. Okay? Okay, take a look at number 8. And actually, I should run this. So there's a bunch of TYs that have a price less than 100 and a couple of SPs that have an on-hand less than 50. Okay, so try number 8. I thought I had an and there. I actually thought I had an and there. I think I need to look. Price greater than 40. Okay. Okay, this one goes with 9. I thought this one was 8. Okay, so this one, actually, I should have given you 9 first. This one does those two together. Okay, so that's the first thing. IT and price greater than 20, those go together. Okay, and if those are true, I display. Okay, then I come up with, okay, if I got a yes to IT and I got a no to price, okay, I still want to know about on hand. That stands by itself. So I still want to know about on hand. And if I get a note on hand, I still want to know about on order. But if I got a note to IT, I still want to ask the on hand question. Okay, and if I get a no to the on-hand question, I still want to ask the on-order question. I thought I remembered that that last one was an and, which would have been the kind of thing I talked about when I was doing the one in the previous one. But this is saying, first choice is IT and price. Second one is this. Third one is this. Okay, the and only goes with the price. So if the department's IT and the price is greater than 20, I display. If not, I still have another chance is on order greater than 40. And if not, I still have another hand chance is on order greater than 50. And if it's not IT, then I still have another answer on the 40 and the 50. So basically, I have to ask those questions twice. Looking very quickly at number 9, which this is a variation of. Number 9 put in parentheses. Okay. Number 9 had parentheses there. So I'm saying with number 9, is it TY? And if it is, it's got to be one of these three things. It's got to be one of those three things. Either the price, or the on-hand, or the on-order. So it has to be TY. And if it's TY, then it can be any one of these three things. We'll get it to display. Any one of the three will get it to display. So the difference between 8 and 9 was 9 as the parenthesis, 8 I took out the parenthesis. And when I take out the parenthesis, then the and only goes with the department and the price. And we are out of time, which is why you got shorthand on the last two. So on this one, if I run it, it's only showing TY because TY had to be true. Whereas if I run 8, I get an SP in there. Okay, we are done.